In the pantheon of legendary and deceased American diplomats, you'll find names such as Jefferson, Stimson, Hull, Marshall, Dulles, and now Holbrooke. Richard Holbrooke died this past week at the age of 69. In the early 1970s, he left the diplomatic service for a few years to run Foreign Policy magazine. The day before he was rushed to the hospital, Susan Glasser, the current editor of the magazine, had lunch with Holbrooke at the State Department. It happened to be Richard Holbrooke's last lunch. And Susan Glasser wrote about that lunch. She joins me now. Susan, thanks for being with us.
Thank you so much.
What did Richard Holbrooke say to you at that lunch?
I asked him a very funny question when we were walking into the State Department cafeteria and his aides were running around. I said, "Ambassador Holbrooke, how many people exactly do you have in your office these days?" Which he laughed. That's a big subject of contention, was his excellent ability to sort of grow his turf. And he had promised Hillary Clinton he would only have just a few aides. And he looked at me and he said, "Susan, I don't know, and I'm going to keep it that way. Otherwise, I'll get in trouble." But the answer was a lot more than anybody thought.
He had this remarkable career. Had it ended with his time in Vietnam, he would have been associated with that period. Then he becomes so closely associated with the peace accords in the Balkans. And then, of course, towards the end of his life, Afghanistan and Pakistan. It was always clear he had hoped to become the Secretary of State one day. He never achieved that. Do you get the sense that he was disappointed or that he sort of made peace with that?
Well, you know, that's such a good question. What I'm struck by is his repeated willingness to take on these incredibly difficult assignments. This was a guy who loved being in the game and who said yes to the president when the president called over repeated presidencies. I think it's amazing that not only was he the assistant secretary in the Carter administration, but pride did not stop him from becoming an assistant secretary again under President Clinton. He was also the assistant secretary then for Europe, and I think people forget that. You know, he was the special envoy, as you know, for Afghanistan and Pakistan under President Obama. You know, that day before he was stricken with this sudden illness, he was giving me a tour of his offices. He said they were the worst offices he'd had since he worked at Foreign Policy in the 70s. That, to me, suggests a guy who, yes, perhaps he had these grand ambitions, but more than anything else, he seemed to want to be in the game.
Just the very next day after your lunch, he was rushed to the hospital. Immediately, it was made clear that he was in critical condition. There have been some reports, well, a lot of reports, that while preparing for his surgery, he told his medical team he couldn't relax because he was worried about Afghanistan, Pakistan, and apparently his last words were, "You've got to stop this war in Afghanistan." The State Department was asked about it. They said it was meant as a joke. What do you think?
Well, the account that I saw said that, you know, there was a Pakistani member of his surgical team and that it was really addressed to him. Uh-huh. And to me, that made sense. I could see, you know, Holbrooke saying something like that.
I tend to agree
that it wasn't sort of a plea to the world to, you know, end this senseless war. It is definitely true that he didn't have some out there notion that things were going well in Afghanistan. You know, he was very clear about the terrible situation and the terrible bind that the U.S. found itself in. And he made frequent references to Vietnam, although he was on the record publicly saying, you know, "I don't agree with this comparison." My sense is that he made that comparison a lot himself and that he saw part of his value right now to the Obama administration in being the special representative for Afghanistan, that he was this living link to the U.S. experience in Vietnam. He had served in provincial Vietnam on the ground as a young State Department employee. He'd been in the embassy in Saigon. He'd been a junior representative at the Paris peace talks. You know, in a way, this was the last guy who brought that living experience of Vietnam into the Afghanistan thing. And I think he desperately wanted to be able to find the solution that would bring us out of Afghanistan. Obviously, that didn't happen.
That's Susan Glasser. She's the editor-in-chief of Foreign Policy magazine and the last person to have lunch with the late Ambassador Richard Holbrooke. Susan, thank you.
Thank you very much.